This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo Moro Jr. Date of birth is May the 8th, 1975. Case ID number is 3102153. Date of exam. /19/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination from Rio Grande Regional Hospital, dated 9/19/18. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. He denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. He has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. He has had 2 COVID-19 shots. Identifying information. This is a 47-year-old separated male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of umbilical hernia, knee problems, and morbid obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he worked as a truck driver for 27 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He presently lives in a house by himself and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number 1, umbilical hernia. Number 2, knee problems. Number 3, morbid obesity. History of allegations. Number 1, umbilical hernia. The claimant states that in 2016, he developed an umbilical hernia on the right side of his abdomen. He states the character of the pain as a burning, cramping pain that he feels in that area, located close to the midline area of his abdomen, which radiates to his back. He states the pain can last approximately 1 minute to 2, and that he has this pain approximately 3 times per week. The associated symptoms include diarrhea, constipation, and weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, melena, hematemesis, weight loss, or any other symptoms with this condition. He is food intolerant to bread. He was diagnosed with an umbilical hernia, which was fat-containing and mildly incarcerated. Allegation number 2, knee problems, especially the left. The claimant states that in 2016, he tripped, he jumped out of a tractor and fell on his left knee when he was trying to run away from a storm of bees. In that process, he was told that he had torn multiple ligaments in his left knee. X-rays were taken, and a small avulsion fracture was noted. There was a small density medial to the medial tibial plateau that appeared to be an avulsion fracture. Otherwise, no other acute processes were noted. The claimant states then that in September 19th of 2018, he developed a cellulitis around the knee area and had to be treated with multiple medications and hospitalized for sepsis. He did recover from this infection. and appears to be stable at this time. He denies any other surgeries or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include to being able to walk 60 feet to his car, stand for 2 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room at this time. He has no assisted devices that he takes, and he has not seen a physician at this time. He states that he takes herbs for pain. He did not indicate what kind of herbs. He does no other physical activity at this time. Allegation number 3, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2016, when he had the accident with his knee, he had to stop working secondary to the left knee injury and started to gain weight. He states that since 2016, he has gained 150 pounds. He has not been placed on a diet, surgery, or any kind of medicine to control his food intake. The claimant has a BMI of 60 at this time, which is morbidly obese. Family history. The father is 70 years old and has diabetes mellitus, retinopathy, and hypertension. His mother died at the age of 50 from stomach cancer. Medications, none. Medical problems, gynecomastia, history of fatty liver, multiple fatty umbilical hernias, left knee derangement syndrome with history of multiple torn ligaments, which was not surgically repaired, morbid obesity, BMI 60, history of cholelithiasis, major surgeries on September the 19th, 2018 for left knee cellulitis, incision and drainage. The claimant also had a history of a torn ligament of his left knee, but no surgery was performed. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremens or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 430 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 132 over 91 mmHg, heart rate 97 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 60. General. This is a 47-year-old, morbidly obese male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild distress secondary to his obesity. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, HEENT. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal, with fundi which appear to be blurred and somewhat darkened. No oropharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance. and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD, uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant presently does not have glasses to see with. Could you please drop down to abdomen? The claimant abdomen was somewhat distended and tender on the right sided area of his umbilical area, where there is a 4-inch by 4-inch fat-containing umbilical hernia, which was not reducible. Normal after bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ mangling or other masses were appreciated on evaluation. Physical was difficult, secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant appears to have psoriasis on the left knee area, which may also be causing knee pain. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and he did have a limping gait. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was unable to be performed secondary to obesity. However, the rhombus sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of his legs. Mild joint swelling was noted around the left knee area, but no other erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine area. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for bilateral shoulders, where flexion and abduction were 120 degrees bilaterally. And the claimant also had decreased range of motion of his knees secondary to morbid obesity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 5 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, secondary to problems with the left knee, but also mostly secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a regular tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires an assisted device but did not present with one at this visit. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down after neurological exam? X-ray of the left knee. Dash, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both knees, secondary to osteoarthritis, and to a left knee derangement syndrome, secondary to a falling accident. He was unable to heel toe and walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does so show fatigue secondary to being morbidly obese. The claimant has some mild limitations in his visual acuity, but no limitations in his visual fields. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left knee injury and morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses, number one, umbilical hernia, dash, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. It appears to be a fat-containing hernia, which at this time is not causing him too much problem, but was difficult to reduce. Number two, bilateral knee problems, especially on the left side, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have some osteoarthritis as well as mild decrease in stability of the knee. But number three, morbid obesity, confirmed with physical examination, has not been treated. His BMI is 60, which puts him at a dangerous range for multiple medical problems. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rodolfo Mora Jr.